Hello there. Welcome to Money Chakra Secrets. Get ready to manifest abundance in all areas of your life, especially your finances. In this chapter, we'll give you a little overview on what are chakras and the impact it has on money in our lives. Now, you may be wondering, what exactly is chakra? Chakras can be simply explained as the energy centers that exist within our bodies. It's an old Sanskrit word that means wheel, describing the spinning movements of vital life force energy, known as prana, at these points. They are responsible for regulating physiological processes like the immune response, organ functions, as well as the psychological processes like our emotions and behavior in our body. There are seven major chakras. There is root chakra, sacral chakra, solar plexus chakra, heart chakra, throat chakra, third eye chakra, and crown chakra. Each chakra is different. They have specific qualities which corresponds to the refinement of energy from the base level, the first six chakras, up to the higher vibration spirit level, awareness, the seventh chakra. The lower chakras, root chakra, sacral chakra, solar plexus chakra, are associated with core emotions and needs. And the upper chakras, heart chakra, throat chakra, third eye chakra, and the crown chakra, correspond to our higher mental and spiritual aspirations. Also, each have a specific color associated with it, due to its energetic existence. The frequency of the vibrations it emits produces the different colors. The balanced flow of energy at these different energy points ensures that the body functions smoothly. However, a blockage or unbalanced flow of energy in any one of these energy points will cause health and/or emotional problems. This leads to the inability to lead an abundant life. The main purpose in discovering our chakras is to learn how to master each chakra's essence and unite them all in a balanced energy field. Only then can we reunite all our detached inner elements to a higher consciousness of self-awareness. But how is this related to money? Well, as mentioned earlier, each chakra represents a certain part of our bodies and consciousness or behavior. So a disruption in balance in any one of these chakras will have an impact on either our health or emotional and behavioral states, which will impact the state of abundance in our lives, which includes our finances. For example, an imbalance in a certain chakra would result in a person's low self-confidence, which is crucial when it comes to making decisions and pursuing opportunities, which will affect his money-making potential. In this chapter, we'll help you understand more about the first chakra, root chakra. The root chakra is located at the perineum, which is the area between the genitals and the anus. It is represented by the color red. This is because it vibrates at a lower frequency. The root chakra is all about being physically there and having a sense of belonging in any given situation. It also corresponds to your survival instincts. If this chakra is active and balanced, you feel grounded, stable, and secure. You don't find it hard to put your trust in people. You'll feel present in your current being and feel connected and rooted to your physical body. On the other hand, if this chakra is inactive, you may feel inferior when it comes to your appearance, like your weight, height, or body shape. You may feel like you do not have control over your life. You feel that you're not good enough and easily feel unwelcomed. You are in a constant battle of fear and tension. If your root chakra is overactive, you get easily agitated by the slightest provocation. You might also be someone who is materialistic and be overcome by greed. This may result in addiction. Compulsive gamblers, drug addicts, alcoholics, video game addicts, as well as shopaholics are prime examples. So how does it impact our finances? Do you constantly feel bouts of anxiety, stress, or guilt over money? Is it difficult to handle your finances well? Or is it hard to accumulate material wealth? These issues may be caused by imbalances in the root chakra, which usually comes in the form of major insecurities about survival. And this includes financial security, as our basic needs in life are dependent on it. With an inactive root chakra, you will constantly feel insecure about your finances, even with a sizable income. You have an unhealthy obsession with money and feel the constant need to keep finding ways to earn more money and feel stressed when you don't. You face financial problems all the time. You'll feel stuck and sluggish, but yet your fear holds you back. You never feel like you are good enough, and this affects your drive to achieve what you want in life. With a balanced root chakra, however, you find more confidence in yourself as well as your ability to earn and manage your finances. You organize your finances well. You have enough for what you need and want in life. You are also more unlikely to have an unhealthy preoccupation with money or material things. So, reading through this chapter, you may find that you may have some problems in this area. You can try these suggested steps to try to correct this particular energy center. Be close to the ground. You can choose to lie down on the ground or walk around in the dirt or grass barefooted. Another good way to do this also is to visualize roots extending from your feet to the center of the earth. Try physical exercise. You can do yoga, jogging, football, tai chi, or just a simple walk, just as long as you are up and moving about. You can also incorporate more reds in your life. It can be your clothes, your house, or the items you use. Make an effort to consume more root vegetables as well as naturally red-colored foods such as meat, apples, beetroot, and tofu. Lastly, you can try meditation. It's a great way to help with chakra imbalances. One, first you seek out a quiet, comfortable place and sit or lie down. Two, visualize a glowing deep red light radiating from your root chakra and feel the pulsation of its warm radiance. Three, watch in your mind as the light becomes a glowing sphere and imagine a red four-petal lotus flower unfold. You may realize that you have trouble getting the sphere to spin or the flower to unfold itself, which is a sign of blockage. Four, keep breathing intent and energy into the chakra until the sphere can spin easily and freely. Five, proceed to send the energy of abundance throughout your entire body through the other chakras. The sacral chakra is located slightly below the navel, exactly four fingers down from our belly button. Its color is orange. This chakra corresponds to our emotional and sexual desires, as well as our ego and creativity. When the sacral chakra is balanced, your feelings flow freely and you're not over-emotional in expressing them. You're open to intimacy and you are passionate. You are full of life and people love being around you as you bring very positive energy. Most important, you do not have any problems in expressing your sexuality. However, if your sacral chakra is inactive, it's hard for you to enjoy, live in the moment, and appreciate life. You tend to be stiff and unemotional, and you always have your guard up. For example, when someone throws you a surprise birthday party, you'd feel indifferent or not know how to react. Ideally, you should be happy and thankful for the thoughts of others of you. Instead, it's hard for you to receive and open up. If your chakra is hyperactive, you tend to be overly emotional and overreact to even the most trivial things. People do not usually like to be around you, as you are very unpredictable and can explode at any given time. If you have an overly active root chakra and a sacral chakra, you will find it extremely hard to accept rejection. You become too overly attached to other people, especially when it comes to romantic relationships. For instance, when your boyfriend or girlfriend chooses to break up with you, there is a high chance of you're trying to injure yourself or do something that will cause you harm. You think irrationally, or you may not think at all when proceeding with a certain decision. Do you get sad or angry at the notion of money? Or are creative ideas hard to come by? Here's where we process our emotions around money, so an inactive sacral chakra will result in negative emotions regarding money. A blockage right here also blocks the flow of creativity. Since creativity plays a major role in the manifestation of money, this becomes a hindrance. When the sacral chakra is balanced, you'll naturally be able to seek out the opportunities available in the world around you. Since your flow of creativity is unrestrained, this will mean more money. Not only that, money will no longer trigger negative emotions in you. So how do we overcome this imbalance? Here are the ways you can. Go shake those hips. Latin or African dances or any other movement that involves shaking your hips are a great way to activate this chakra. Try out more water-related activities. Relaxing near or wading in open water sources such as rivers or the ocean is a good activity. Taking a warm, relaxing bath or even listening to sounds of flowing water can help. Also, try drinking a lot of water and eating more orange-colored food, such as oranges, cinnamon, and papaya. Make your life more orange. It can be your clothing or the items you own. Like all other chakras, meditation is a practice that helps greatly, which is why you should incorporate it in your daily life routine. 1. Visualize an orange lotus or crescent moon at the area of the sacral chakra, slightly below the navel. 2. Breathe deeply while keeping the image in your mind for a few minutes.